2FM Mornings
with Laura Fox
Podcast.
Sponsored by Maxall. From kids' lunches to tonight's dinner, you'll find bags more to get you through the week at Maxall.
Now, it's just after 9:30 on this Tuesday morning, and Jeffrey Epstein's name is in the headlines nearly every single day. But there's so much information out there, and it can be hard to get grips with it all. And with me now, to bring us back to basics of this story, is journalist and author Aoife Moore. Aoife, you're very welcome back to the show. Good morning, how are you?
Thank you so much for having me. I was just thinking how happy that last song was, and now we're going to talk about Jeffrey
I know. We'll sandwich this all with some great music. Boys, look, we were just chatting very briefly off air. There's so much misinformation out there, and the truth is bad enough when it comes to Jeffrey Epstein. So can you just give us a little bit of a background on Jeffrey Epstein, like who he is and where he came from?
Yeah, I think people would be really surprised to know that considering how much wealth and fame he eventually got, he came from like quite a normal background. He, first of all, came from just a very normal working class family in Coney Island in New York. I think a lot of people would know Coney Island from, you know, movies and stuff. But he didn't even finish university with a degree. He dropped out and he was actually a teacher. He taught maths in a private school and then met a friend, ended up at an investment bank in Bear Stearns. In the 1980s, he did pretty well, but again, didn't show any great signs of like big promise. He was not like this inspirational worker or whatever, but he made loads of connections at that bank and he left and started like running in these very high powered financial circles. But the reason he's kind of made, they reckon, as much money as he has is that he became best friends with the guy who owned Victoria's Secret.
Okay.
So he became his financial advisor, this man called Les Wexner. He became his financial advisor and basically took over this guy's entire personal affairs, chose his own salary, basically got himself houses, got himself a private jet. And then in 2007, when Jeffrey Epstein was becoming more well-known because of his sex crimes, Wexner discovered that Jeffrey Epstein had, and I quote, misappropriated vast sums of money from me and my family.
Oh my God.
So it seems to me when I looked into it, Jeffrey Epstein didn't do much in terms of the banking, but he was the kind of middleman. Like if you wanted a huge loan, and he would know, he knew Bill Gates. He knew all these different people who had lots of money. He knew a lot of investment people. And he basically made these connections for you. He became the middleman that could get you money if you needed a loan. That's the kind of circles he ran in.
And then obviously he was getting paid quite well for himself for that, because like he owned the biggest house in New York and then ended up with his very infamous private island. So
yeah. So this is a man who had like, so like even when the sex crimes and everything came out, he paid $75 million in the first settlement to make this go away. So that just shows you how much money he had to hand, that he was able to just hand over $75 million.
And still be able to exist. Like,
exactly. Yeah.
What about all the famous people that he was in contact with? Like, why were so many of them in touch with him? Is it business or is it social or is it a bit of both?
I think it's a bit of both. So the thing I always say to people, even when I'm talking to like my mom about this and stuff, is like, just because you're in the Epstein files or your name is mentioned in the Epstein files does not mean that you have committed a crime. You know, sometimes, you know, you could, there is a search engine facility on the Epstein files. So say you wrote in Leonardo DiCaprio, two people could be having a conversation about Leonardo DiCaprio, but that does not mean that he has done anything wrong.
Yes, because I'd seen during the week as well that Lady Gaga's name had been brought into the Epstein files, but that was all about a conversation about someone saying that they needed to get Lady Gaga into their circle because she's really well received.
So popular. Yeah, of course. So basically now, like, I would offer like a trigger warning to people. Like when you go and look at the Epstein files, some of it is horrendous. They're talking about women like they're pieces of meat. They're talking, you know, there are some emails where there's like young women asking like, how am I supposed to get my hair cut? He's sending them to the dentist and they're asking, what am I supposed to get done at the dentist? Like he ruled their entire lives. And this began in Palm Beach, around where Mar-a-Lago, President Donald Trump's club is. He had this big house in Palm Beach. And if anyone's watched the Netflix documentary about Jeffrey Epstein, it says there that Palm Beach is very like, a town of two halves. So there's a very wealthy side, but there's a very poverty-stricken side as well.
Yes.
And what they would do is they would go into the poverty-stricken side. They would hang around, say, high schools, ice cream shops, those kind of places where girls, teenage girls would be working, maybe in like a Dairy Queen or 7-Eleven or whatever. And they would offer those girls money to, do you want a job at this beach club? Do you want a job with Jeffrey Epstein? You can be his masseuse. And that's how a lot of the girls came into Jeffrey Epstein's orbit. But yeah, these were girls, make no doubt about it. These were girls who needed money. Mm-hmm. Maybe he came from like very poor backgrounds. Maybe their parents didn't have the best interest or whatever. And that's how a lot of these young women were brought into his orbit as well.
Yeah, they were poached and they were incredibly young. How did he end up in jail then, Aoife? I know you mentioned 2007.
Yeah, not long enough. So
yeah, I know.
It started in 2005 in Palm Beach, like I just talked about. A 14-year-old girl's parents said that Jeffrey Epstein paid her for a massage. And then when police started looking into this, they found dozens of girls who had either said that they were forced into prostitution or that they had been, you know, in working for Jeffrey Epstein and groomed, basically. Yeah. And then because of his kind of power and the kind of circles he ran in, instead of, you know, a further big, probably worthy of an FBI investigation, Jeffrey Epstein was allowed to plead to one charge of solicitation of prostitution with a minor under the age of 18. And he was given 18 months in a minimum security facility, so much so that he was allowed to go to his office and work 9 to 5 in his office. And then he would just come home and sleep in jail. So this is like, I've never heard of this in my life. I did not know that this was a thing.
I don't think it is a thing, Aoife. I think it's just a thing when you're this filthy rich, it just seems to be like lawless.
And it's worth noting that the guy who brokered this deal, the attorney at the time in Florida, then went on to serve in Donald Trump's cabinet.
Okay.
So that's the kind of circles he was running. He then obviously had to resign when it came out that he gave Jeffrey Epstein this deal.
Yeah.
So he was released in 2009. And I think it's very important now, as the scandal goes on, say with Prince Andrew and Bill Gates and all these people, 2008 is when he went to jail. Mm-hmm. So anything post 2008, there is no way that these people couldn't have known that Jeffrey Epstein was then a predator and had been charged as a predator.
Yeah.
So that's why Prince Andrew is in so much trouble and Bill Gates and all these people, because they knew he was already in prison. He served 13 months.
And what he was in prison for. That's incredibly important.
Yeah. Now, Aoife, he had sex with a child. Yeah. That's why he went to prison.
Yeah. What do we know about Jeffrey Epstein's death?
I was just saying to your producer, it depends who you ask. So there is a lot of conspiracy around Jeffrey Epstein's death. But what we know is because of a female journalist called Julie K. Brown, she works for the Miami Herald, and she is the person who kind of all this hinges on, an amazing journalist. And she basically kept the story alive after 2008 and said, no, more has to be done about this. Jeffrey Epstein is well known around this area. And along with Julie K. Brown, Virginia Guffrey, who most people would know as the one of the victims, she sued Epstein and Ghislaine Maxwell, and it brought it back into the press. Along with Julie K. Brown, she went and basically did these huge investigative reports into Epstein, and it kind of blew the whole thing wide open again. Mm-hmm. And then in 2019, in July, Jeffrey Epstein was charged and brought back to prison along with Ghislaine Maxwell. And then according to the American Justice Department, he was found hanged in his prison cell in New York. Again, that's what the official line is. There is so much conspiracy out there, and I don't know what's true.
No, and to be honest, I know. And Aoife, like, nobody does. Like, this is what we've been told, and we do just know, you know, he is dead now. Let's talk about the Epstein files. I know we've touched on them briefly, but they seem to be coming out millions at a time. Like, even to be able to go through the files at the minute is going to take months, if not years.
I don't think anyone could go through the whole thing. You know, you have to remember the FBI have been collecting this data and this information for decades. Mm. There's something like 3 million pages or something like that. And it's like, it's video, it's voice notes, it's emails. The thing that people talk about the most is that these very powerful men are basically not trying to hide their kind of perversions. There's no code words here as such. Like, they're talking very openly about their love for, like, say, cute girls, that sort of stuff. Mm. Also, Jeffrey Epstein's grammar and spelling is shocking. Like, basically illegible at times. There is a very now famous, infamous photo of Prince Andrew on all fours, like, leering over a woman on the ground. All the women's faces are redacted, yeah, to keep the victims, but there's a picture of Peter Mandelson, the former US ambassador, or sorry, ambassador to the US, in his pants. It does just seem they lived this very hedonistic life when they were on holidays. There's an email there where Jeffrey Epstein accuses Bill Gates of cavorting with Russian women and giving his wife an STI. He has denied this. But it is, there's so much in there. There's so much to take in. I had to stop myself reading it at points, because even if they're talking about something that's really maybe not harmful at all, you start thinking, like, maybe this is a code for something else. Like, you're, it's so awful at times. The way he speaks to some of the women that are his girlfriends, for want of a better word, is quite horrific. He has no respect for women whatsoever. And then they're also, it's just quite pathetic seeing these, like, incredibly wealthy men begging to go to a party with a convicted sex offender.
Yeah. It really,
Elon Musk, I can't imagine how weird and annoying Elon Musk must be, because Jeffrey Epstein didn't want him to come to his party.
Oh God.
He's like, can I please come to the island? I want to go partying on the island. And Jeffrey Epstein gets Ghislaine Maxwell to email him back and say, no, we're not there.
No, God.
Bad enough just, being invited. It's worse begging to be invited and turned down.
I know. Come here and tell me, where is the story going from here, Aoife?
Yeah, so what's happening now is that Congress, the reason these were all the Epstein files were released was because of Congress in the US. And now they're going to have hearings where people involved in the Epstein files will testify. Mm-hmm. So the Clintons, Hillary and Bill, are going to be up, I think it's next week. Okay. Obviously, Bill Clinton has been well known as someone who knew Jeffrey Epstein for quite some time. But Hillary Clinton has been accusing Donald Trump of, like, a slow walking. So these files all kind of come out on drips and drabs. Like, they're not released all at one time. And there is an accusation that's to protect Donald Trump. But Bill and Hillary are going to be up in front of Congress. And then there's also, I don't know, there's also suggestion the Prince Andrew, former Prince Andrew, will go. King Charles has already said he'll work with the police. Okay. But that would be explosive. I can't imagine. I mean, if we look back to that interview he did with Emily Maitlis and how awful that was, I can't imagine he's going to do much better in Congress.
No, that's an entirely separate conversation. We could talk about that for 20 minutes and still not be halfway through it. Aoife, thank you so much for getting us back to basics on the Epstein story. Obviously, this is an ongoing story, which you will hopefully come back and update us on, especially when everything just starts to come out even more. That's journalist and author Aoife Moore. And of course, we touched on some very heavy topics there. So if you do feel affected by them at all, please go on to rte.ie/helplines. Aoife, thanks a million.
Thank you. Bye-bye. 2FM
Mornings with Laura Fox. Podcast. Sponsored by Maxall. From kids' lunches to tonight's dinner, you'll find Bagsmore to get you through the week at Maxall.